Filmmaker Paul Feig donates $300,000 to support trans youth. Our fellow citizens are stripped of their rights. By Warner Todd Houston on February 28, 2025. Hollywood director Paul Feig has decided to take a stand against President Donald Trump by giving money to several GAP2S+ groups who are digging in on transing children. The Bridesmaids director has announced the donation of $300,000 to three gay youth groups to promote the gay and transgender agenda in young people. The groups include the Trevor Project, TransLifeline.org, and It Gets Better, according to Variety. Feig did not mention President Trump directly in his statement explaining his donations, but he did claim that gays and transgenders are being stripped of their rights. In recent weeks, we have witnessed the dismantling of crucial protections for the health and safety of the LGBTQ+ community and, particularly, the transgender community, Feig told the magazine. I can't sit idly by and watch as my friends, colleagues and the LGBTQ+ community as a whole, our fellow citizens, are stripped of their rights. We should all do whatever is within our power and our means to ensure that every member of the LGBTQ+ gets the support and protections to which they are entitled, he said without detailing exactly what rights he thinks have been stripped. I hope that these contributions will help the teams at the Trevor Project, TransLifeline.org and It Gets Better to keep doing the life-saving work they do every day, the left-wing director concluded. Feig did not announce whether he is taking any personal actions to help these organizations, aside from sending cash. All three of the groups offer services to queer youth, Variety noted. The Trevor Project supports gender transitions for minors, even instructing schools to keep their unaffirming parents in the dark. Trans Lifeline offers financial and resource support for kids who want to be transgender. And It Gets Better encourages children not to desist from queer identities, promising that their adult lives will be better if they commit to same-sex coupling and transvestism. Feig has had a vendetta against Trump at least since 2016 when his Lady Ghostbusters film was a stupendous flop. Feig blamed Trump for the film's dismal box office take that year. The political climate of the time was really weird, with Hillary Clinton running for office in 2016. There were a lot of dudes looking for a fight, the director said at the time. When I was getting piled on Twitter, I'd go back and see who they were. So many were Trump supporters. Then Trump came out against us. He was like, they're remaking Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford. You can't do that. And now they're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? And got all upset, he added. Everybody went fucking cannibal. It turned the movie into a political statement, as if to say, if you're pro-women, you're going to go see this. If you're not, then, he concluded. Yet, despite moaning that they were turning his movie into a political statement, he went down that road himself when he called those who criticized the film a bunch of misogynistic, right-wing radio monsters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.